USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. lawmakers from both parties continue to find ways to support the Kurds, leaders of the European Union are calling for a wider arms embargo against its NATO ally Turkey to protest that country's offensive against Kurdish forces in neighboring Syria. Germany, France, and the Netherlands already suspending arms sales to Turkey, and further action could be coming. Here's the Austrian Foreign Affairs Minister.
All 28 member states should unilaterally decide not to send arms anymore to Turkey.
Officials in New Orleans say they'll work as long as it takes to locate a man they believe may still be alive underneath the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel. Part of it came crashing down on Saturday, killing two workers and trapping that third. It's Columbus Day, a federal holiday, though some states see it as Indigenous Peoples Day. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. A certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reports seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly forces is just unthinkable in this situation, where they found someone, and by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Average gasoline prices across the USA have dropped again over the past week, down 3 cents. The current price now about $2.63 a gallon, and more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That $2.63 national average is 26 cents lower than a year ago, but very little relief to California motors, who are paying the nation's highest at $4.16 a gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.62, then in Nevada, $3.46. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us where the lowest prices can be found at the pump.
Amongst the nation's 50 states, the lowest averages can be found in South Carolina, where prices stand at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Louisiana with a statewide average of $2.22, and Mississippi with a statewide average of $2.24.
I'm John Clemens.
Negotiations continue in the nearly month-old United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. The automaker now offering to build an electric pickup at the Detroit Hamerack Assembly Plant. It's one of the four idled factories in the U.S. right now. And again, getting the last laugh at the movie box office over the weekend, Joker, the Joaquin Phoenix thriller number one in the U.S. and Canada for the second straight week. It earned an additional $55 million. Find us for free online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.